Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Man with the Mic. I'm back. Thank you all so much for your patience. A lot of you know this, but you know, I posted it out there, but some people don't know. We're getting ready to go to Michigan, and I took about like a 5-step jog, and all of a sudden I heard a pfft, and I got a Charlie horse bigger than you can imagine in my back leg, and basically able enough to get to sit down, and I tore a muscle, my right calf muscle, so I've been out of work like 3 weeks plus, and you know, I'm in like an air cast boot now. And I posted a picture of him. It's just an air player. Yeah. It is. Listen, let me see. It was. It was just amazing. Yeah, it's Christian Eriksen. Yeah, he has the same boot I do, McKay. And I got a crown temp put on today, and like I showed my dentist. Her son's like a huge Manchester United fan and had a Christian Eriksen's boot. Hey, we had the same injury pretty much. So yeah, I mean, I thought maybe give it a week and I'll be back to work. And nope, because my whole ankle's like all black and blue really bad, and it's because all the blood pooling. So I'm supposed to put it in like hot and cold. That's supposed to help, you know, with the get the blood flow going back. So I might be doing heat pad and ice on it. We'll see. But, you know, all these, like we do an intercessory prayer. So I'm going to get into some stuff going on with that I've been praying about. And, you know, 73% of the Biden voters said that they believe Hunter Biden said something illegal with Ukraine or whatever. I'm like, wow, that's kind of low, don't you think? There's a lot going on with that, especially with these young kids today. But, you know, is the Biden, because they basically said this, Yonami Park, Biden is very afraid to admit that China is an enemy. Well, he's in bed with them. So I mean, it's kind of hard to call out your own enemy. Right, you're going to have America Secretary Treasurer announced that shows up and she's going to transfer $1.25 billion in aid to Ukraine, yay. You know, what is it? Social Security is going to go bankrupt and all this stuff. You know, we got a Christian school that forfeits a playoff game to avoid playing against transgender opponents. And then they have all these people like, trans rights now. We need to have 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds. They need to have trans rights. Oh, Lord. Get into that. Sixth grader reads aloud from an explicit school book from the library. It's smut, really. You know, they don't know how to handle it. I mean, like they have to vaccinate mandate. They have to vaccinate mandate, and they call it vaccinate mandate because they have to mandate the vaccine when they got people like Woody Harrelson on the left. He's always been outspoken. Like, if you don't want GMOs, don't eat them. You know, the problem isn't food that we're eating. The problem is we're eating like food. You know, like, it's not really a food. It kind of looks like food, you know. And he goes off on Saturday Night Live, and it's just amazing. You know, Tennessee legislature passes bills that bans medical gender translation on children. Don't forget this, folks.
Hello, I'm Edgar Sandoval, President and CEO of World Vision U.S. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Says Psalm 91, 1 and 2. Today's verse continues. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Psalm 91 reminds me of when I was a kid growing up in South America and my dad and I watched Batman on TV, dubbed into Spanish, of course. Whenever trouble loomed over Gotham City, the commissioner would dial up the red bat phone. Alfred the butler would always answer and let Bruce Wayne know that it was time for Batman to spring into action. When trouble has loomed in my life, especially in the past few eventful years, I call on the God of the universe directly. No bat phone needed when I have the words of Psalm 91. Yes, Psalm 91 has gotten me through some tough times. But I will go further to say it is my life scripture. And that's because I've learned that God is not only here for me in times of trouble. Dwelling and resting in the shadow of the Almighty means living as much as possible in God's presence. Being with him brings me the peace, protection, and healing that lasts beyond the crisis. We all need a rescue sometimes, but Almighty God wants to be in relationship with us always. By dwelling with him, we learn he is the only shelter we will ever need. Hello, I'm Edgar.
Don't forget that is Psalms 91, 1 and 2. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my... place of refuge, my safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, like every Tuesday night, we're doing a special prayer, and I've been like, you know, we need to put away the guns, put away the knives, the forks, the spoons, whatever you're going to fight with, and fight in prayer and in Bible. Get out the Bible, get out the hymnals, fight, and do y'all fighting. Like you ever saw the movie, The War Room? You need to do your fighting in prayer, you know, and you have the Lee College Church of God revival. You got the Asbury College, Texas A&M. They've had some. It's just skyrocketing everywhere. People are just like, you know, like as I grow that children's book that Kirk Cameron's done. What's happening? People want to see that stuff. People want to hear that stuff, you know. And people want the stuff in that Jesus movie this past weekend. Jesus Resurrected, I think it is. Yeah, that's huge. People want to see this stuff. People want Christianity. People want the Bible. People don't want this woke stuff. It's one of those things that where we're at right now is, you know, as many of you know, my faith's been tested because I'm getting ready. We're going to quick run to Michigan, and we want to get there early. So, cause, you know, because when you leave here, we want to get there before it's like 10 o'clock at night, and then you have to get up and you spend Saturday, and you come back Sunday for church. And, oh, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And I take a couple steps, like 3 or 4 jogs, and like the 5th step or something, I hear like a pop and like a Charlie horse times 10. I'm like, oh, I gotta sit down. So we go to urgent care. They x-ray it. Of course, they can't find anything because something's broken. And like, yeah, maybe. And I wish I would have went to the ER that night. And then like, can you set up an MRI and say, hey, we want an MRI done. You do it. But, you know, that one to get there. Because when I went there the next night, because bothered me like so bad. She goes, you gotta hurry up, you need to get back to work. I'm like, dude, there's something wrong, seriously. And that turned into, here's a pain pill and here's this prescription anti-inflammatory, get that filled and da da da. And I went and saw the surgeon and he goes, more than likely you tore something and da da da. I'm like, this is no good. And like my ankle is like completely black and blue, and that's because that's all the blood went down to the bottom. And I guess it's what, like, if you're a college athlete, if you have this, is what takes them out for a while. So it's like, ooh. So And when you're on your feet all day in the slippery and wet kitchen until I get to where I can pee on my feet confidently, I'm pretty much out of work. And what's funny is the person that says, hey, you know, the physical therapist can't write a letter saying, hey, he needs to be off till this time now because it was this time, but, you know, the tentative time off. And the funny thing about the whole situation is when that happens, it's like, yeah, well, the physical therapist's like, yeah, he's not, he can't, he shouldn't be standing on a seat. He can't be because I can't bend it and do all the things like by the foot yet and stuff. I'm still in the early stages, but I'm making lots of progress. It's like, okay, well, the physical therapist can make a recommendation, but it's like, okay, well, you know, he's the one that should be saying, yeah, you're not ready to work yet, or, you know, because the guy that's the doctor isn't. You know, and I wonder what happens if the therapist says, yeah, you shouldn't be on your foot yet. You're not ready to walk on it full time for 9 hours. And what do you do if the doctor says, oh, yeah, you can go back to work? More than likely, if the physical therapist didn't recommend it, you'd probably go with that, but who knows. But I was at that. We have a Feast of the Hunter's Moon, and it's where we get together, and we have Fort Beaumont where I live, and it's a huge festival, and we go back, and it's sad when you have these kids, like, what year was the War of 1812? War of 1812, what year was it? What country is the Great Wall of China in? Great Wall of China. What's the capital of the United States? America? No, Alaska, that's it. What country is Hawaii in? And they don't know, you know, and we were always taught a lot about our history because the War of 1812 happened where I live and stuff, and it's just amazing. And during there, my wife had surgery on both ankles, and I'm like, hey, guess what's going on? You know, because I was at a friend's camp, like, oh, you want to sit down? We got chairs. We feel bad that you're standing. I'm like, yeah, my wife can't stand. So I'm standing, you know. I was standing for her because she couldn't stand. And then when I was basically, my wife got me a urinal. Oh, yeah. That came in really handy. Because to try to, when I couldn't put, when I wasn't weight bearing for 2 weeks, now I'm got like, I can only do it with a boot on that has foam in the back and stuff. So, and then hopefully by Friday, he wants to try to take the foam completely out, but still wear the boot and all this stuff. So we'll see. But, yeah, it's just been hard because I'm used to going and doing, and I'm like, okay, I got to sit. And for like when I was really bedbound, I couldn't do anything. I'm like, okay, what do you want? My wife would be leaving at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning to go to work. And I'm like, okay, get me a water and get me this. And, you know, and she'd try to make me breakfast, and then she'd be home at, like, noon. And, like, when I go a whole week without a shower, basically just sit in the tub. And I'm like, I'm going to sit in the tub because, like, in the beginning, it hurt really bad to get heat on it. Because I was icing it, but it was just one of those things, you know. You never take for granted, because you never know. But that's just what we live in, though. People, you know, what year did the War of 1812 happen? You know, these kids don't know anything. You know, I mean, I don't take for granted days. I don't take for granted walking because of this. I'm grateful that I can run around and go like a chicken my head off and get stuff done and do stuff. I mean, I don't take that for granted. I mean, when I see people that are able-bodied that don't do, I have friends that if they could, they would stay home. They wouldn't do anything because they were getting more COVID money than they were working. I'm walking around Walmart when I'm sick. What? Yeah, it's not safe to be around. To be at the restaurant, it's not safe to be open. Well, then what are you doing at Walmart? But supposedly there's 73% of Biden voters. I call them Biden voters. Because, yeah, these Biden voters that think that, you know, it's mainly Trump supporters that think that Biden's done nothing wrong. Let me switch that. No, we know they, nothing's going to happen to him, but there's 73% of the voters that believe that he's done something wrong. He's done illegal dealings with Ukraine. But here's the funny thing about the whole situation is you take 73%. You know, the people that vote for these, it's like there are people fighting for student loan forgiveness. Like, how dare they want to not give us student loan forgiveness? Let me tell you something. I worked in an assisted living community where there are people that could work a summer job and that would pay for their tuition at school. Now you'd have to... I remember when they had 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5. 5 full-size regular roast beef sandwiches for $5. Now you're lucky if you can get one for $5. Probably like $10 and you get a water. I mean, heck, I went to Taco Bell one time and I got like 3 tacos and like that was it. It was like $8 or something, $9. It's ridiculous. Don't worry, folks. We want $15 an hour. Don't worry, folks. These stores are going to phase out employees. You're going to have like a Walmart app where you're going to sign into the app. And when it signs you in, you're going to go in there. And it's going to take anything you put in your cart, anything you take, it's going to add to your account. And it's going to charge you when you leave. But don't worry, folks. 73. How can it be? How can it be that low? How can you not think that? Well, it's like the train derailment. Oh, that's all Trump's fault and all his deregulation. Well, the Washington Post has actually come out saying that no, that's not really the case. That they've studied it immensely, and the Washington Post reviewed every possible regulation change made under Trump and found none of them would have contributed to the train derailment. But let's say for fun's sake that it was Trump's fault and all these regulation things that he did made the train derailment his fault. Where's the Biden administration? Why aren't they stepping up and saying, hey, this is Trump's fault. This is what we're doing to fix it. What's funny is like they have a thing on your phone now to conserve energy, to save the planet. They have a climate crisis charge thing that you can take off. I've done it off on my phone so it doesn't conserve the charging of it, because like if it finds like more energy, earth-friendly charging, it won't charge as fast. That way you're not using as much electricity and all this stuff. But the same company is pushing electric cars. It's like people that don't want you to produce natural gas, fossil fuels, or oil, or coal, or all this stuff. You need to use electric cars. Well, you know that everything you're against. Ooh. Yeah. 95% of all electricity for those electric cars comes from all the stuff you want to have banned. But, you know, Trump's regulatory changes had nothing to do with this derailment thing. And even if it did, the Biden administration had the only reason why butt plug went down to Ohio to find out to make an appearance was after Trump spent his own tax dollar money and went down there and bought McDonald's food for the first responders. He got all kinds of food and water and supplies and everything was help handing it out. The reason why he always ate, not many people know this, the reason why he always ate McDonald's is because, like a lot of people, it's like a president would be safer walking into a McDonald's because it would be unannounced, where if they said, okay, he's going to speak at this high school, people would have time to plan, where if he just walks in at a McDonald's, plus, since there's a... The chances are less likely of him getting foodborne poisoning from someone trying to poison him, because he can just sit there and someone can go, yeah, I want a cheeseburger and fries and this and that, or a quarter pounder, or a Big Mac, or whatever, and they get it for him, and no one knows. But, you know, people are done with this woke society, though. People are waking up. You know, people are seeing, okay, Look at how many people are shot every weekend in Chicago. Not necessarily deaths, but just shot. Crime is high. Violence is high. And guess what? Boy, life it lost. Well, see, it's because I'm a woman and I'm black that I lost. No, you're the first person in 40 years to not get reelected in Chicago. Lori Lightfoot. Oh, Lord, help her. Got to play the race card when you lose. You know, but look at, like, if you go to every Tuesday night, we do Intercessor Prayer Church, and I'm like, you know, let's do the fighting and prayer. And look at all this outpouring. People want revivals. People want, you know, and we're praying. And I'm like, I don't care if there's a church here in 200 years, 10 years, 50 years. I don't care. I want this. I want people to know this is a special place, that prayer happened here, that the Holy Spirit was here. And the one day this lady, she has kept thinking about this church that she thought she saw or remembered. And she just felt led to come to a service. And she went up to altar call and was saying, yeah, I need forgiveness for the, you know, I need this and that. And she was, I mean, and it's like, I think what the Lord is telling us is we need to shut down the religious barriers, because so many people, I mean, like on Tuesday night, I felt so led this past Tuesday in prayer. You know, we live in this world of tradition. Well, you know, where in the Bible, I was raised Catholic, but where in the Bible does it say not to eat meat on Ash Wednesday or on Fridays during Lent, not to eat meat? It doesn't say that. There's so many things about the Catholic Church that I kind of miss, because it was a tradition. It's what we grew up doing, you know. This is what we did, and this is how, but where's it in the Bible, you know? Right before I came on the air, I was watching this commercial. Hello. Welcome. Have you seen two guys walking around in suits or whatever? We're from the Church of Latter-day Saints. Schedule a meeting with them. What would you like to talk about and all this stuff? Two of them came to my pastor's house. My pastor pulled out the Bible. They didn't know what to think. Well, my pastor was like, go to this part of your Bible. This is what the Bible says. This is what the King James says. Unedited. This is what's missing from your Bible. See how you could think your Bible says this? I mean, if you read the whole scripture, it's like when people take one biblical verse out of context and they say, like I always tell, if a pastor preaches with like five or six verses, then okay, I probably believe him. But if he says a whole thing and he has one scripture, take that one scripture and read the whole chapter. Read like seven, eight verses after, and see if it coincides. See if it makes sense, because a lot of it don't. You know, and that's the funny thing, because it's just like, you know, what are these things? You know, I think the Lord is telling us as a nation, okay, we need to come together as Christians. Yeah, you might support LGBT as a Christian, I don't know how you can, because knowing the Bible, you know, Jesus loved the sinner, not the sin. But here's my point. I think he's telling us to come together. And when that lady came from like another church, like River City Community Church, and she came there and she's like, hey, how you doing? I just felt led to be here. I'm like, yeah. You know, nothing. We don't meet by accident. Every person that comes in our life is there for a reason, you know? And I've been praying heavily about, I was fighting in prayer and in revival. And then all this stuff is going on. It's like, yeah, you know? And we need to come together and say, I don't care what, that they want to hunger for God. People want Christian stuff, not this woke crap. One second, folks. I gotta It's just one of those things, but I've been really hooked on this thing that really scares me, is this channel where they ask these people, like, what's the capital of the United States? What country is Hawaii in? Hawaii, what country is Hawaii in? Hawaii, they don't know. What country is the Great Wall of China in? What country is the Great Wall of China in? What country is the Panama Canal in? The Panama Canal. Panama. What country is the Panama Canal in? Panama. Do, 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 Texas. The name was in the end. The answer was in the name. You know, it's like the War of 1812. What year did that take place? If you were born in 2021, how old are you? 21? Think about it, you know, because they'll do that. Like, if you were born in 2000, how old are you now? Whatever the year is, 23. Now, if you said 22, because you're, I'm still thinking it's 22, then at least you're okay. But, you know, because I have a tendency, I don't know if anyone else does this, where if it's like February 12th, I put 13 after it because I just keep going in the consecutive number. So if I do like February 15th or 16th or 17th or whatever, you know, like March 6th, I'll put, you know, usually when it gets into the double digits, like if it's 20, I'll put 21 just because I'm going in consecutive with the numbers, but not because I think it's the year 2000, but. It's just, you know, you have a Christian school and people are outraged because a Christian school forfeits a playoff game to avoid playing against a team that has, a girls team that has a transgender person in it. Oh, transclusion in schools. I'm a 12-year-old and I'm trans and I cannot tell you how many things I thought I was when I was that age. How many things that we were into that were not. I used to skateboard religiously. The only thing I probably did back then that I'm still into now is the Grateful Dead, their music. But, like, I used to be a huge skateboarder. I don't have any, I mean, I love, it brings me to tears sometimes when you see some of the old skate videos. I'm like, wow, that was how old? Wow, that was 89. Wow, that was 88. And just think about it, like, when you look at, I was at that concert. Wow, dang, that's going on. That's over 30 years old. Ooh. Makes you feel old. Now I know how my mom feels like when you put on like an old TV show and I can't watch it because it just, like, I was so, it just seems like yesterday, but, you know, with these kids that are like, you know, sorry. There's things that I did when I was in my 20s that I never thought, because I went to a tobacco shop one time a while back ago and I was in there and just for nostalgic purposes and I'm like, they had like, they still make male pouch tobacco because I saw a documentary on the guy that wrote the male pouch tobacco, Treat Yourself to the Best. And it's sad because it's history and there are people, somebody vandalized one and said, treat yourself to cancer. And like, this is history. This is what this guy did. It's, you know, but it was just like, they still make that stuff? Because I thought to this day I'd be chewing Levi Garrett or whatever, and I don't do that stuff anymore, and, you know, these people that think, oh, I'm trans, I'm this and that, most of them, what is it, like 70, like 8% or so of the people that trans wish they would have never, that go full out, wish they would have never have done it, and would go backwards, you know, wish they could reverse it, and suicides are so high, but whatever, you know, it's just, but they need to be included. No, this is what's it. No, sorry, folks. I don't have to play your games. I don't have to. I mean, it was bad enough when you'd see someone that, like, you didn't know if they were a boy or a girl before all this training crap. Because it's amazing how many, like, it is skyrocketing, just like the died suddenly, just like ever since the COVID vaccine came out, how many people have massively, all of a sudden, had problems? Yeah. Like the 40% increase in working people deaths, you know, it's amazing how quickly, all of a sudden, recently, all these people, and all of a sudden, coming out that they're training. Now, I will support them if, okay, like, hey, I'm going on 10 years. Okay, I am, let's say I'm 20 now, and when I was 8 years old, I thought I was a girl, and I always have. Then okay. Then I got you. Then I can at least say, yeah, since I haven't changed since 8 years old. It's not a trend. There was not this LGBTQ crap when I was coming out. You know, at least you're consistent. This is how I've always felt. No one's pressuring me or whatever. There was really no, you know, then okay, that can be so at least you're not like, but the massive number of people, I still don't think it's right, but then you have so many people that just all of a sudden it's like, Lord help you, you need help. You do. You know, it's just nuts. But then, you know, Social Security has no money, this has no money, that has no money. The U.S. Treasurer announces $1.25 billion in aid transfer. Yeah, that's really going to help. Yeah, the dollar's collapsing as it is. Well, they want the dollar to collapse. That way they can say that, oh, capitalism caused it. Not today, Satan. I mean, there's already people up in arms because Disney has gotten all these special privileges and they've been canceled by Ron DeSantis, and he's like, oh, because they had all these special privileges, they're not going to get them now, and there's a ton of people, look it. Oh, now all of a sudden, people are acting like it's big, that conservatives, now they support big government when it's only helping them. Well, you know, I've always said this. You have a 12-inch ruler, and at the 6-inch line, you have the Constitution. To the far right, it's not one law at all. To the far left, I mean, I guarantee you, how many people, if you had the choice of paying taxes or not, you know, to where your paycheck had no taxes coming out, all these people that are liberal, that you know, that let's tax the rich guy and let's do all this, more taxes, all these people, I guarantee you they'd be the first ones that aren't paying taxes. They would say one thing, do something else. I'd pay more in taxes if it meant health care for everybody. Okay, so if you had the opportunity to pay no taxes at all, you'd still pay taxes. Like I had one of my friends say, they want to get rid of the penny and round up. Why don't we round down? Okay, well then you should have a choice. If you want to round up. And of course, I want to round down to where, okay, it's like, it's 101 and I'm rounding down to, no, I want it to be the penny, I want it to be like 9, so I want it to be like 109 and then I round down to a dollar. Or like 39 so that it rounds down to 30. And I think if you want, I mean, seriously, because he's like, what don't you round up? I'm like, why would you want to round up? It may not seem like much, but heck, a penny increase in the taxes, just in stamps, a penny increase doesn't sound like much to you, but a penny times the millions of stamps they sell, that adds up. I've been going off. We got about 25 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's crazy. It's nuts. You know, we don't know how we're funding our government, but we're giving all these other countries billions of dollars. It's sad. But then you have all these kids that act like, "How dare you? How dare I have to pay my student loans?" You know, you have a sixth grader reading out loud to a school board an explicit book from the library. I remember when we had like books and they had like old paintings where the people were nude and they taped over them and stuff so you couldn't see it. Let's take the tape off so we can look at the painting of a nude lady, you know. And it's sick. But, you know, that's okay, you know. How dare you have the Bible in school, but we're going to have like, yeah. So let me get this straight. So in the kids' library you have Penthouse Magazine. Yes, we do. Oh yes, yeah. We have like separate rooms enclosed. Yeah. This computer's, it's just sick, you know. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. It's okay, folks. It's okay. It's okay. We're going to have, you can't have Kirk Cameron read the kids at schools, but you can have transgenders people read the schools. They don't know what to do when they're losing the left. I mean, that's, what do you think they're doing, vax mandates and all this stuff, when you have someone on the left like Woody Harrelson that goes off about vaccine mandates, but he's always been someone like, that's always been like, hey, if you don't want GMOs, don't buy the food that's in there. Put your money where your mouth is. But most people don't care. Most people don't. Eat real foods. You know, we need less McDonald's and more like farmers markets. Yeah, and that's the problem. You know, you have all these, I mean, just take like a cupcake or something, like one of those prepackaged things, and just look at all the ingredients in there. The big thing is just look at ice cream. Look at the cheap ice cream and look at the Breyers that has like 5 ingredients. Why is one more expensive with 5 ingredients versus one that has 50 chemicals? But when he goes off about vax mandates and lockdown and everything, you know, gee, they don't know what to do when they have, because, wait a minute, I mean, they've lost Bill Maher. Bill Maher's basically, I've always liked him because he could listen to my argument. He may not agree with me. He may not agree with my niece Robin or my wife or my dad or my mom, but he would listen to you. You know, you could listen to him and you could say, I can see your point there. I don't agree with it, but I can see you make sense. It's like these kids that try to go up against Charlie Kirk and, you know, and all this stuff, and it's like, and they get shot down. They don't know what to do when he basically proves them wrong. Look it up. Do your homework. Look it up. Please, do your homework. Asians are more well-to-do. They're better off. They're more successful than white people. So where's the Asian privilege? That wouldn't make no sense. You know, people have a problem with all this stuff they say. You can white shame, but that's not racism. You can do all this stuff to white people, and it's not. But if you do it to them, how dare you? You know? Oh, it's okay for blacks to have. So how is black people wanting separate graduations and this and that? How is that not? Now I understand, like, hey, like if you want to have we're an all black fraternity. You know, it was started here, and you know, it's just something that we've always had. You know, okay, I understand. Well, you know, because then people say like, well, should a guy be able to join a sorority? Well, I mean, I'm just waiting for a guy to say he's a chick and want to join a sorority. That's what I'm waiting for. Because it's the women that are like, how dare you? How dare me? A guy wants to get dressed. No, he thinks, I don't care what he thinks he is. He is a man who thinks he's a man with a male private part. I've said this on the program. You know, back in my day, you mean to tell me that now? I'd love to be in a school where means, I'm going to comment. So let me get this straight right now. Let me just get this out of the way. All I have to do is pretend I'm a chick and I could get into the women's locker room. I know I suck at sports, but I could get on the women's. Now, I could understand, I could respect it if you said, I want to change separately from the women. I don't want to see them just out of respect because I still have my stuff. I still have my male parts. Out of respect, I want to get changed somewhere separately. But whatever, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. You know, all I have to do is pretend I'm a chick and I could see the girls I thought that were cute in my high school. Naked? Are you kidding me? No, we would have been like that. They would have never allowed that. Now, when a guy thinks he's a chick and wants to be on the girls' basketball team and makes it and they let him, and girls complain that there's a man getting dressed in their locker room who claims he's a woman, which he probably isn't, whatever, they're wrong. They're in the wrong. How dare you? What does this world come from? A guy who just wants to pretend he's a chick So we can get and see.
Your mom and dad are pinched. You had me worried. I thought they were being robbed.
Just a second, folks. So both me and my sisters in Otterburn, my mom said someone attempted to rob them in Otterburn, where my sister is. She doesn't know anything more than that.
Okay. Getting the crap out of it.
Well, still, my sister we want to know what's going on.
Yeah, with you.
Because supposedly, like, where my sister works, I don't know if I'd talk about this, but supposedly someone tried to rob them. We don't know. I mean, it's a little small community, but still, it don't mean anything. You know, Delphi is a small community, and look what happened to Libby and Abby. But we don't know what's going on. But it's just, this whole world's going, I mean, when you got people like Woody Harrelson and you got people like Bill Maher that are on the left, they're like, wait a minute. But Woody Harrelson's always been someone, in my opinion, that like would at least understand the other side. You know, like Bill Maher, you could always have a conversation with. Woody Harrelson, you could have a conversation. He may not agree with you, but at least he would listen. You know, so I don't know what this world's coming to. I mean, with everything going on, I mean, a little small town. I mean, I don't know what's going on. It's just sad. What's this world? I mean, I see great things happening, but it starts with the family. It starts at home. You know, it starts with maybe instead of making sure the Bible's in jail, maybe the Bible should be in the home and in school. Instead of a kid that's reading at a school board meeting in a very explicit book. I guarantee you, if they don't know that's there, where are they? Where is that school board if they don't know? You got a Tennessee legislature that passes a bill that bans gender transitions on children. Thank God, because you're too young to, I mean, I can, like I was talking about earlier, how many things did we do as kids that now they're not even a thing anymore? I mean, I thought when I was 18, 19, I'd be chewing Levi Garrett my whole life. Not anymore. I was astounded when I went to the tobacco shop several months ago, probably like 7 months ago, and they still make male pouch? Wow. And you're going to, and people think that kids should be able to have transgender operations when, okay, you're too young to know. When you're older, and okay, I don't really agree with it at all, but when you're, okay, this is going on 20 years, and you've always felt like this, then okay, then at least, hey, at least you haven't changed. That's why you can't vote when you're young. There's certain things you can't do because you're not developed enough yet to know what to think and what to do. I mean, look at what my pastor used to do back in the day. He's a new man of Christ. He's changed he's not that person. I guarantee there's things my wife did back in the day that she didn't do now. But if she would have been, oh, this is who I am, and I'm going to get this, I'm going to make sure it's permanent. Well, no, you change. And when you have so many people that commit suicide because, hey, I thought I was this. Just like the massive spike in people dying suddenly. Look at the massive, 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 massive spike in all these people who all of a sudden can't tell what they are. Are you male? Are you female? Are you this? In 200 years, I could dig up your body and I could tell you if you're male or female. I couldn't tell you what you thought you were. You know, it's sort of like we got to re-educate these kids. Just like these kids that are real young that get into these like Black Panther type groups or these KKK type groups, and they, you know, and they don't know any better. And then when they realize, wow, this is, it's like when those riots happened and those conservatives came down to that black-owned barbershop and they said, hey, we're going to help you fix this place back up and we're from now on getting our haircuts here. And this lady goes, you're a lot different than what they say on TV. What? You know, these kids are way too young and way too impressionable. And 99% of them, I guarantee, I bet you 85 to 90% of them, they're going to look at a yearbook in 20 years or 10 years and they're like, oh my, that was me? I mean, just look at the hairstyles we had in the 90s and like, oh, this is what you had to do and the way you had to dress.
Hey, the 80s had the best hair. No hate. The chocolate's an 80s girl. The bigger, the better. No hate.
Yeah, but in the 1980s, if you would have put a mask to the hair, you would have looked like Michael Jackson from a Pepsi commercial. Just saying. I mean, I think it was the most beautiful hair either. I loved it. I think it was great. But look at it now. Now you kind of laugh at how many cans of Aquanet you needed just to go to school for one day.
Two, but what's the point?
Well, now you'd be like, look at what we did, because some people laugh at that hairstyle. I thought they were great, but things change. You're going to change. Not many people, when I used to skateboard. The only thing I've truly done besides believing in Jesus Christ that I did when I was young that I'm still into now is the Grateful Dead. Other than that, 99% of it has changed. The only thing that's really stayed consistent is Jesus Christ. He never changes. And like I said, I've been praying about America doing their fighting in prayer, not with knives, forks, spoons, guns, whatever, fists, but using the hymnals and the Bibles, and we need to get prayer. All these people want it. That Jesus Resurrected movie that came out, it had so many people. All my Christian friends went to see it and let Hollywood know that this is the stuff we want to see. We want to see these biblical-based true stories. We don't want this woke crap anymore. And people are waking up, and people are saying, hey, I'm a Christian, and I'm not backing down for it. Look at ever since Damar Hamlin and all those people that went to go see an NFL football game and went to a prayer night, maybe it woke some people up in this nation that, wait a minute, he's got how many? He's got millions of dollars. He's got 75 cars and 400 pairs of shoes. How could he collapse like that? Maybe it woke some people up to realize, hey, maybe money isn't everything. Maybe it's part of God's plan. Maybe something that we thought was bad was turned to good, because look at all these revivals and people coming out and saying, hey, I'm a Christian and I'm not backing down for it. Look at all these games where people are now praying on the field and they're not backing down from it. And they're not, I love the NHL as much as anyone else, but I'm not wearing that pride. No, yes, I'm Russian Orthodox and I'm not going to wear that pride thing. I'm not going to go against my religion. I don't care. You know, if I would have to be, If I have to be let go and can no longer be an NHL player, oh well, God will provide. You know, it's nice to see people standing up for what they believe in. You know, you have atheists fighting to the death against something that they don't even believe exists. But it's so good to be back. It's so good to see these revivals going on, and you know, it's good to see people, because I think people have a hunger for Christ, and I think a lot of people are trying to say, hey, we need to unite as Christians. Put away the little bit of doctrine. Put away the fact that you take one or two scriptures out of context and you believe this and this and this, and let's come together as believers in Jesus Christ. And I think that's what's happening. People are like, hey, we need to come together as believers. So it's great. Got about 8 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, folks. I'm going to get in a little bit of some Manchester United news, but thank you so much. Yeah, we're under the I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be interesting because with the Glazers sale, you know, one of my buddies, he's from Columbia, asked me once in a while, like, what do you think of this and that and all this stuff? And I'm like, well, it's what I think, you know. They got us by the bullhorns, you know, because I think it was a New York Times article where they said that we're estimated at about $3 billion and they want $6 billion. And I guess the bids are way less than what they expected to get because I guess they were hoping that there would be a bunch of people, Manchester United for sale. And I honestly think they were hoping that their initial bid, the initial amount that they were wanting was going to be like a start, and then people were going to like, sort of like when you listen to Pawn Stars, well, you know, yeah, this is about, well, the sky's the limit. You get two rich people that both want this video game or whatever, and it's sealed and this and that. And I kind of think that that's what they thought, that there'd be like, well, not only, well, they would get the bids that they originally wanted, but then they'd have, like, people saying, okay, well, they've bid $6 billion, well, I'll bid $7 billion, well, I'll bid $8 billion, and the bids are below what they want. And that now it's been evaluated at like $3 billion, not $6 billion, and they don't know what to do. And, you know, and like we need to get someone in there that's an owner so we can find out, you know, because I have a feeling like this summer it's going to be a transfer window. Like, okay, if you can get anyone to buy a player, any players you sell or players that are coming in, you know, if you sell six players or four players and you get that money, hopefully they'll take that money and let you use it. I mean, they'll probably want to try to keep it, but hopefully you can take at least 2% of that money and try to get players with it. So I think Ten Hag is who they've wanted all along. Someone that can take the whoever they give him and do the best they can, and, I mean, and win with, be like an Alex Ferguson. He was able to take what little he was given near the end and produce miracles with him. And I think he realized, granted, he was having some issues with his family and stuff health-wise, so he stepped down to take care of that and do that. But I honestly believe, even if that hadn't been there, he'd like, okay, I need to revamp this team. I need like seven players gone and seven players in, and that ain't going to happen. They're going to get me whoever they want to get me. But I blame the Glazers for a lot of this. Don't tell me you don't have money when you overpaid for the players you got. You should have gotten all those players for half of what you paid. It's going to cost $1 to $2 billion to either build a new stadium or renovate it. Not cheap. I would say about £1 billion to renovate and maybe $1.5 billion to two to build a new stadium. I mean, we won the Caribou Cup. It's awesome. You know, we got to keep going. We beat Newcastle United 3-1 in the FA Cup today. And it's, I mean, we're looking good. But we need squad depth. I hope they sell it. I don't want them to try to figure out, well, let's see if we can come up with some way to stay around and milk more money out of the club. Because I feel like, They're like a cow, and they keep trying to impregnate the cow so that they can keep the milk flowing. And it's getting to the point where the cow's not being able to get impregnated anymore, and they're not getting the milk to flow, and they can't keep milking us for the money, and they can't. But, you know, I think he's doing, I mean, I don't agree with all of his team selections, but then it works. And you got to think about it like this. You know, he's on the pitch every day. And like I said, there's a photo of Christian Eriksen in a boot just like me, having pretty much the same injury. And he's been out for a couple months. And it's just like, wow, just to, you know. Never would have thought. But it makes you, when I realize what they go through now, no wonder he's out for this long. No wonder. These take time to really recover and heal and stuff. So it makes you appreciate, you know. Like I tell people now, I don't take for granted walking. I don't take for granted being, you know, when I went 2 weeks without being able to put any weight bearing on it. And, you know, now I walk with the boot on and I do this stuff and I'm taking it day by day and stuff. And I'm doing my physical therapy as much as I can. And, it's just one of those things that I'm just, it's just, it makes me realize, wow, okay. Well, no, now I know why he's out for this long. Now I know why he has a, because like when they pull a muscle now for like 2 weeks and stuff, I'm like, wow, okay. I didn't pull a muscle. I did more than that, but still, it just makes you appreciate more what they do. And when they get hurt and they're out for so long, you're like, okay. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. It's really good to be back. It really is. It's good. You know, my saving grace through this whole thing is Jesus Christ. And he gets the glory because no matter what, my wife was able to pick me up and I went to intercessor prayer. I did the 2-7 series. I got to go to church. This past weekend, I'm sitting there and my wife's like, do you think you can get up and play the guitar for worship? I'm like, yeah. Now I'm trying that. Now I did the practice with it untuned. So I'm like, so I had to like in between, like we stopped the practice, like so I could tune the guitar, but it went. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And it was just, like, I guess like COVID, we basically did the live stream for the church and we never stopped working because my wife's in home care and I worked at a pharmaceutical factory and stuff. And we never stopped going. And like this, even though I had this injury, I was still with help able to get to intercession prayer. Granted, I had to sit in a chair, but I still prayed. Listen, even if I couldn't make it, I was just, okay, I've got an hour. I'm putting on intercession music and I'm praying. You know, it's my faith that's kept me going and kept me through this. And, you know, and a lot of support with my mom and my wife and my niece and everyone just, and the outpouring of support, it just, you know, and if anyone ever has to go through this, here's my number. Call me. I've been there. I've had to sit and, okay, it kind of hurts to stand up, but I got to pee real bad, so. Okay, let's do this, you know. So it's been something that now I can relate to when if somebody's out with an injury and mention his name, say, hey, yeah, it's going to take a little while. It makes a lot of sense. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Just do me a favor. Think for yourself. You know, when $1.25 billion is going to Ukraine, when supposedly we don't have money to fund the government, Social Security is about to go in, just use your brain. Use common sense. God gave it to you. Use it. Just use it. Use your brain while the government still allows it. And folks, don't forget this. But the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday. Good night, everyone. God bless you all, and good night.
Yeah, your mom sent me a message to have you call her.